program will be based on ambitious measures in areas of fiscal consolidation, structural reforms and privatization. The authorities will also take decisive action to safeguard the stability of the financial sector, including bank resolution and deep restructuring measures concerning the two largest banks. A levy on deposits across the whole banking sector can and will therefore be avoided. And I would like to emphasize that none of these measures will affect deposits below €100,000. There should be no doubts about that. The Laiki Bank will be resolved immediately with a full contribution of equity shareholders, bondholders and uninsured depositors. And it will be split into a good and a bad bank. The bad bank will be run down over time. And the good bank will be folded into the Bank of Cyprus. So all the insured deposits will be moved into the Bank of Cyprus, as well as the good assets. The instruments that we're choosing now could have been chosen a week ago, but they couldn't have been chosen a week ago because there simply wasn't a political possibility to reach that agreement. So within the political possibilities last week, we chose different instruments, and now we have the better solution in worse circumstances, I am sorry to say.
I expect to be in a position to make a recommendation to the IMF Executive Board in the coming weeks. And that recommendation will aim at including the financial participation of the IMF.
It's clear that the depth of the financial crisis in Cyprus means that the near future will be very difficult for the country and for its people. The Commission will do everything possible to alleviate the social consequences of this economic shock and help to protect the most vulnerable people